That's the way to do it. Yeah, yeah. Tom Robinson's on to something here.
Or a family. Or find a nice family with kids and yeah, that'd be pretty good. Okay.
Do you guys know who Channing Crowder is?
No. Absolutely not.
Do not know.
All right, never mind on that story then.
Go ahead. Who is he?
He's retiring after six seasons in the NFL, and I thought that was kind of interesting, kind of an abrupt type of deal. He's only 27 years old. He was a good linebacker out of the University of Florida, and he had a nice rookie season with the Miami Dolphins, but then after the rookie season, pretty much all he was known for was his trash talking.
Oh, okay.
He got into a big war with Rex Ryan, New York Jets head coach, where basically Rex Ryan was talking about, oh, we're going to go win the Super Bowl and all this stuff, and talking about how you got to beat New England in that division and, you know, Miami, and this linebacker, Channing Crowder, kind of offended by that. They said the division goes through Miami, which, I mean, I don't know. New England's kind of better than Miami, but whatever. Yeah. So anyway, it basically came down to Rex Ryan said, you know, I don't know a thing about Channing Crowder except that he's all tatted up, so I should probably be afraid of him. And if I were a little bit younger, I'd probably just take care of him myself.
Mm.
So got into a little bit fighting words there. And I don't know, kind of a maybe overhyped little dispute between the two. But probably, that's Channing Crowder. He got released by the Dolphins. Oh. He was trying out for some other teams. And, I mean, certainly a lot of teams would have been interested in this guy. But he said, you know, pretty much I don't want to go around from city to city. I've played 6 years. I'm financially stable. I'm about to have a child. I'll just settle down and I'll be done.
Good for him. Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely.
Responsible.
That's pretty cool.
You bet, absolutely.
That was a nice story.
Yes.
Dennis Rodman going into the NBA Hall of Fame.
Is that right?
Or the Basketball Hall of Fame, I should say. It's not just NBA. It's all Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Going in on Friday. So that'll be, I don't know, probably the most unique figure to enter the Basketball Hall of Fame, I would say.
Is Yao Ming getting some kind of an award?
Yeah, that's he is going to be nominated by China as a contributor, not as a player, but just as someone who made a big impact on basketball, which means that he could be, I think as early as next year, could be entering the Hall of Fame because that is a contributor. Now, if you're a player, you've got to wait, I think it's 5 years before you're eligible to go in. But as a basketball contributor, he is possibly going to be going into the Hall of Fame next year.
Oh, excellent. Awesome. Cool. Good stuff. For Yao Ming.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Yao Ming fan, but does he really make that big of an impact on the game of basketball?
I don't know. Did he?
As much as I know about
did he contribute?
Basketball.
I mean, I guess he made it big in China. Maybe I'm not recognizing the global impact here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Velvet deer antler is the biggest no-no in the world of performance-enhancing drugs now in Major League Baseball and the NFL.
Velvet what?
Velvet deer antler, okay? Oh, it's used in, what is it called? It's insulin-like growth factor 1. So IFG-1 is this, I guess, growth hormone that players are taking. And deer antler is a part of the formula, and there's no test for it in the NFL or in Major League Baseball. So that's becoming more popular among athletes and a growing problem for those trying to regulate performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, goodness.
So I guess it has something to do with testosterone, because isn't that what causes a deer's antlers to grow?
I do not know.
Or the fuzz on them or whatever it is.
Yeah, the velvet.
Velvet, yeah. The velvet, is that part of it?
You guys know it all.
You got the story.
It's a good find. Now I'm going to be tackling a young buck in the field.
Yeah, get strong.
Which, by the way, is one of the top three things I thought I'd never say in my life.